I'll share a thought I heard from Rabbi Teitelbaum. He says, you know, we our minhag is to light neiros during the period of Ben Hashmashas, which is a certain sense of time which is not really day and not really light, and not really night. And the Mora has an interesting discussion about learning Chachmas Yevanis. And the Mora says that when the Tanaim were asked about it, he answered, you should learn it in a time which is not Yom and not Laila, because V'gisa b'yom b'laila Torah is something which you have to be Yogei in it. You have to learn it constantly day and night. So if you can find a time which is not day and not night, then you will be able to learn Chachmas Yevanis. So Haloidavar, who is at the time that we light the Neiros of Chanukah, which represents the Nitzachon over the attempt to flood the world with Chachmas Yevanis, is done in a time which is Lo Yom or Lo Laila, not day, which time which is not day and not night. So the Torah is telling us V'gisav Yom Malayla, that there are day lessons in the Torah, and there are night lessons in the Torah. There are lessons which a person can absorb better during the daytime when he's active and involved, etc. There's a certain type of message which works for the person at that point in time. And there are messages which work better when a person is Laila and it's quiet, he's contemplative, etc. And those messages are also important for the person to absorb. And the Mora was sort of saying that there's no time where you don't have one of those messages. But at the time of a person which is, he's transitioning between day and night, and a person might think that the moment where a person's transitioning between day and night is also, that's a time where a person sort of has his own space. You don't really live in that time, it's just a transition time. During transition time, maybe you could take a little bit of a break. The Motzi Shabbos, when you're going from Shabbos into the weekday, so Shabbos has its flavor, and weekday has its flavor, and the Motzi Shabbos has its flavor, maybe I have a few minutes, but the point is to take the flavor of the Shabbos to the Motzi Shabbos. A Motzi Yom Tov into, and we've created a Malava Malka, and we've created a Nilas HaChag, and we've created end of a tefillah, that the person doesn't just run out from Hishron Esrei into the workplace. We recognize the importance of the way to extend something, that the flavor should continue, should extend. So maybe the Ne'er represents this idea that the flavor of the Nitzachon of the Melchama, there was a Nitzachon of the Melchama, and then there's a Ne'er, and the Ne'er extends a day and another day and another day and another day. It's not something you leave behind. You're supposed to take it with you. The lessons, the messages are supposed to be taken with you. So what message is taken with us? Whatever message we took out of the Nitzachon of the Melchama, the Rabbim Ben Biatim, Tzmeim Biatzahurim, Rishayim Biatzadikim, Zedim Biatzkisar Asecho, that those messages are such a clarity and such a light and such understanding of the world that the day extends into the night. Even the times when it's clear and obvious, the day messages extend into the darkness, into the light. And that's the Zman, which is Lo Yom Lo Laila, when darkness seems to be setting in, we're able to create or we're able to create clarity. So we said 3 points, that the message is that there's always a Malkum for Torah. There are day messages and night messages, and the transition from one to the other is important. And night, when it represents a darkness and a loss of clarity, we're able to take the aura of the menorah into the night and generate that clarity. Have a good Shabbos.